With Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder facing federal bribery charges, the attention now turns to the controversial law behind those charges and whether it should stay on the books. State House correspondent Andy Chow has been covering the so-called nuclear bailout law for well over a year now. Andy, these charges are complicated, but basically Householder accused of taking bribes from an energy company in order to pass a law that sends them more than $1 billion in ratepayer money to help prop up some unprofitable plants. And there's already a push to abolish the law, House Bill 6, or the nuclear bailout law.
Yeah, so the creation of House Bill 6 was already a very controversial process. There were already opponents to the bill who said that there were dark money interests pumping a lot of money in order to get it through the legislature, and then the resulting referendum effort that was also opposed by millions and millions of dollars from the pro-nuclear side of things. So really, from start to finish, this was a hotly contested piece of legislation. It bails out nuclear power plants by increasing rates on everybody's electric bills, gathering about $150 million in subsidies for nuclear plants every year. It also rolled back renewable energy standards. It eliminated energy efficiency standards. It created subsidies for coal and some subsidies for solar. But it was just a very controversial bill from the beginning. And now with these federal racketeering charges, Democratic Representative Michael O'Brien says that he just wants to see the entire thing go away.
So I think that the entire process was obscene, and I think the entire process needs to be eliminated.
O'Brien also noting that House Bill 6 only passed by a few votes, and he thinks that this new bipartisan effort to repeal it would overwhelmingly pass the legislature. After the bailout was passed, there was a very high-profile fight to try to get it before voters in a referendum. Backers of that effort ultimately failed to get enough signatures in time to make the ballot. Any chance they try again now that the public sentiment would seem to be much more against this idea of the nuclear bailout?
It doesn't seem like that's going to be something that happens. There hasn't been a lot of push from those groups so far. We've reached out to the former spokesperson for the group that wanted to get a referendum on the ballot. He's saying that the groups that were supporting that cause are not really talking right now. So it seems like the future of this bill at this point pretty much lies with the legislature.
Nearly everyone is denouncing Householder's alleged actions, but Governor DeWine still supports the policy, still supports the idea behind House Bill 6.
That's right, Steve. Governor Mike DeWine was one of the first people to call for House Speaker Larry Householder's resignation. But when it comes to the nuclear power plant bailout, this is something that DeWine has been supporting for a long time now. So he wants to see this bill stay in place.
Because people did bad things does not mean that the policy is not a good policy.
DeWine's still supporting the original nuclear bailout law. As far as this new repeal effort, any timeline for that bill?
This is actually happening pretty quickly. I think you're seeing a lot of mobilization from lawmakers at this point. This was something that Republicans and Democrats both really disliked. It only passed the House on its final vote by one vote. So this is something that we're seeing a lot of momentum on. Republicans are putting together a bill. Sounds like they're working with the Democrats as well. We're about to hear another announcement on Thursday to maybe see this legislation move forward.
Do we know if Governor DeWine might veto it if it passes?
That was something we weren't able to talk about, but he did talk at length about how he believed that this bill and the subsidies for nuclear were something that were important for the state. But he did say that he was going to leave it up to the legislature as far as how to handle the future of this energy policy.
State House correspondent Andy Chow telling us about efforts to repeal Ohio's nuclear bailout law after House Speaker Larry Householder charged with accepting bribes to help pass it. Andy, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.